up.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, if you want to go to the Super Bowl, and I mean, like, seriously, you want to go to the Super Bowl, this is your year to do it. Ticket prices are plummeting on the secondary market. It's still expensive to go. So when I say plummeting, don't think you're getting like a, you know, a BOGO offer for Super Bowl tickets. But according to the secondary retailers, that because the Rams and the Patriots is just not sexy enough for people to go to the Super Bowl. It's an interesting combination of what is happening for tickets. The Rams don't have this huge traveling contingency of fans that are going, relatively new, back in the city of Los Angeles. And the Patriot fans are like, ho-hum, another championship to go to. Gosh, I think everybody has had their turn going to a Super Bowl in the greater New England area. It's amazing, though, the still to get in price at upper deck level at Mercedes-Benz Stadium is still $3,500 a ticket, and the lower level is still up to $15,000. That's what you can get if you want to go to the Super Bowl. I know, it's not like $10, but, you know, it's still, the prices are falling. The good news is, as we pointed out yesterday, if you spend your life savings, or just whatever savings you have, in going to the Super Bowl this year, know that you will not have to break the bank to get food, that you can still get a $3 pizza slice, or a $2 hot dog, or $2 water at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. This is still a mind-boggling story that I think needs to get played up as the days go on to Super Bowl 53. The fact that if I were in the building roaming around Mercedes-Benz Stadium, even a big guy like me, I could eat full for like $15. $15 at other Super Bowls might get you a glass of water with a little souvenir logo on the plastic cup. But in this Super Bowl, you can eat well for about $15. It's a couple of slices of pizza, a hot dog, and a cheap beer. But still, think about this for a second. The fact that the Patriot fans, who can you know, have Boston and New Hampshire and Maine and New England, all of New England, they still can't drive. They're not driving the ticket prices up because 11 Super Bowl appearances and 9 since 2002. That's one of the reasons why ticket prices are cheaper than ever. What was the best scenario for the secondary retail markets? Dallas and Kansas City. If Dallas and Kansas City had gone to the Super Bowl, that would have been the best. Saints and Chiefs as well.
Is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio
and on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
Glad you could join us, SB Nation AM, as we roll along into this week. Super Bowl week next week. I'll be in Atlanta as we broadcast on Radio Row throughout the week. I'll give you all the best coverage of Super Bowl 53. You know what? I want to start with something funny, something I found amusing. You know, take this for what it is. You Patriot fans out there, and you know who you are, don't freak out. There was a story that was trending about this kid who from Lexington, Kentucky, who had created a science fair project, and his science fair project was, is Tom Brady a cheater? And in his and he won the science fair, by the way. And his whole premise was the deflation of footballs, and he figured out scientifically by deflating a few footballs and having his family members throw them that the deflated football goes further, and therefore Tom Brady is a cheater.
Does he realize,
and he won the science fair.
Does he realize now that he could never set foot in Boston?
I know, right?
It's going to be a lynch mob as soon as he gets off the plane. There'll be a lynch mob waiting for him.
So they asked him, and he's like he's a kid. I can't even say he's 10 years old. I should say his name, but the article is, it's Ace Davis, which is a cool name. Ace Davis sounds like a cartoon character. Friendly looking kid, but his whole science fair project is Tom Brady a cheater? And by the way, like I said earlier, he won. So they asked him some questions and they said, how did you come up with the idea for your science fair project, right? And he goes, because I hate Tom Brady. He's been accused of cheating before and I want him to get caught. That's a great answer. Like, instead of just softening it, like, well, you know, I determined that there was a scientific solution to the question of Deflategate, and I wanted to see it through a scientific eye. No. I hate Tom Brady. If you could share a message with Tom Brady, what would you say to him? Give me some of your money. You don't deserve it. Who's coaching this 10-year-old kid to answer these questions like that?
Jets fan.
Right? I'm like, we heard you won the event at the school and are off to state. He says, yep, I'm going to win that too. He's confident.
So he's in Kentucky?
Yeah, he's in Lexington, Kentucky.
Is that close to Indianapolis?
Yeah, that's close enough.
I'm going to guess maybe that's a Colts household because that was the team that accused Brady of cheating.
That's close enough. It's closer to Cincinnati, but that's not where that's going to go.
They're never in playoff relevance.
We're not worried about that for a 10-year-old. He wanted to show that deflated footballs gave Brady a competitive advantage. On his poster, he included the results of the experiments he did with his mom and sister. Each of them threw footballs of varying inflation, and he measured the distance of each one and calculated the average. He found that the least inflated footballs traveled the furthest, thereby giving Brady a competitive advantage. He used a Brady deflated meme, Brady Deflategate meme, a picture of Brady crying, and a picture of Brady making a weird face. And he added a picture of himself in his football uniform because he plays quarterback with a giant green check mark next to that and a giant X over the picture of Brady. Remember, he's a 10-year-old kid. But remember this, and this is fascinating. And again, this is a theme I've been saying all week, so I know, and I'm finding different angles for it. Remember, for this kid's entire life, he has known nothing but the excellence of Tom Brady and the Patriots. There is no moment in this 10-year-old's life that he remembers the Patriots used to stink. Tom Brady has been an important factor in the NFL his entire life. He was born, Brady was great. He was crawling around on the floor, Brady was great. Learned to walk, Brady was great. Learned to eat, Brady was great. Learned to play football, Brady was great. And now he's this 10-year-old is on a crusade to prove that Brady was a cheater. To be honest with you, he's apparently a smart kid. He's obviously getting coaching from some adult because Deflategate, correct me if I'm wrong, was like 5 years ago, 4 years ago, was it not? Was it the 2015? AFC NFC championship game.
It was around,
AFC
that, championship it was around game. That time frame. Yep.
Yeah, about 2015, but I think
it did last for 2 years.
Okay, it did last for 2 years. So I'm saying he was like six or seven when Deflategate happened. So apparently, some adults like, you know, would make a good science project. You should actually deflate some footballs and prove Tom Brady's a cheater. It's pretty good. Pretty good for a 10-year-old. It's pretty awesome, Tom Brady. I was just talking about this with my wife the other day. I said, do you remember that I had this intern when I was working in Colorado Springs and she was a big Patriots fan. And so I got her a credential to cover the Patriots Broncos game when they were in town. I said, you know what? You can cover it for the station. I got to cover it for these wire services that I work for. I'll get your credential. So I got her a credential and we went into the lot, the press conference and she got to ask a question and she was very cool. She loved it. And I said, you know what year that was? And she goes, well, I go, 2005. I go, that's a long time ago. That is a long time ago. So again, it's just still amazing the longevity of this guy's career. All right. So I hope this kid wins the state science fair. I hope he does very well in life. This was actually a bold move. Well done, Ace Davis. What a cool name too. Ace Davis. I thought that's like your Hollywood legend name, isn't that? When you get like, when they take your boring basic name that nobody wants to pronounce and nobody wants, they give you Ace Davis as a name. That's pretty awesome.
Or that's the name that you change to.
Yeah, that's right. That's the name you change to. You know, you're like, oh man, I'm whatever it is, and then you're like, oh, Ace Davis sounds better. I like my Hollywood name better.
So. Yeah, like it would be very funny. I mean, you know, there's a lot of. I mean, he probably himself doesn't realize that John Wayne wasn't John Wayne.
Right, yeah, that's right.
It was Marion Michael Morrison.
right, very
that,
good.
That name doesn't strike fear or sound Western.
So no, it doesn't John sound Wayne. Western enough, right? It doesn't sound manly enough, so you go John Wayne. Very good, very good. By the way, I brought up the story about the Super Bowl ticket market being depressed because of the Rams and the Patriots. And it's kind of it's still kind of amazing that the upper level tickets are still $3,500. Like, you can't get in for a grand. Like, you can't get into the Super Bowl for $1,000. You can't get in for $2,000. You'll have to wait till kickoff and have some desperate ticket guy going, I got to get rid of these. I couldn't get rid of these all week. I'll take $2,000 for them. $2,000 can't get you into the Super Bowl. That's incredible.
That's amazing. Insane.
It's amazing. This is what we talked about, though, with the college football playoff. And I'm gonna make the same kind of point when people say, like, oh, we'll have these playoffs and we'll put them in all the bowls. Like, you're a family in Alabama. You can't travel to four bowl games. Like, you can't do these with a family of four. Like, going to see the Super Bowl for a family of four is the cheapest ticket, according to this guy. A family of four is still $14,000 just for tickets. Now, that's not obviously going to be the case in the college football market, but you're asking families to travel, to put up, get in hotel rooms, buy tickets, buy concessions, pay for parking, and all of that. They can only do maybe a weekend of that. They can't do four weekends of that. So that when we talk about playing college football games all over the country, be careful with that. It's very hard to do. But again, if your team had made the Super Bowl, like, his point was great. Like, if Kansas City had made the Super Bowl, or the Saints, they travel great. People will do this. People will dump their savings. They'll cash in some bonds or grandma's 401k plan that she left you in the will. They'll cash whatever inheritance that they have to go to the Super Bowl to see their team. If you're a Chiefs fan, absolutely it's worth it. $3,500. You'll find it. You'll find $3,500 somewhere else. You know, work an extra part-time job for a year. You'll find $3,500. But if you can go to the Super Bowl, your team hadn't been there since 1970. Yeah, of course. But the fact that the Patriots, and his reasoning is that the Patriots have gone to too many Super Bowls, really was eye-opening to me. I get the Rams. I get the Rams thing. That's gotta be nurtured and grown, and I completely understand that. That might take a little bit longer for that fan base to start really traveling and really pouring into Super Bowl cities around the country. The Rams make it next year, 2 years from now, I think, is when it's in Los Angeles. That'd be fantastic.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
Well, I mean, when it's in LA, when it's in LA, I get that they would be there, but I mean, it is LA fan.
And that is very true.
LA fan wants to be seen, wants everyone to know that they went to the Super Bowl, not necessarily there to root on their favorite team.
Well, I'm just saying being local makes it easier. Like, I don't think they'll go to Miami. Like, if the Rams go to their second Super Bowl next year and it's in Miami, I think you'll have the same problem. But if it's in LA, I think that becomes a little easier for Rams fan to go, yeah, man, I'll drop in here. I'll drop in. Is that where the new stadium, is that the year that's supposed to, the new stadium is supposed to be launched?
No, it wasn't.
They're not playing it at the Coliseum, are they?
No, it's going to be in the new stadium.
Okay, the new stadium is launching.
That's the reason why the Super Bowl is going there. So,
yeah, I was
going
to say.
They do have a deadline.
You better make sure this is built. You better make sure this is, have they put in enough buffer time for Los Angeles construction? Have they given, like, normally this would take, in any other city, this would take X amount of, but in California, where we worry about the water bug that is going to show up once we start digging, we've added a buffer of weeks and months to plan out the construction, where we can't just throw this thing together. It'd be interesting. So that's where the Super Bowl is in 2 years. So if the Rams make it there, I think you'll see a better ticket market for Rams fans. That's going to be organic. This is going to take a while. All right, 800-777-2907 is the telephone number. Coming up, the Pro Bowl is happening this weekend in Orlando. Does the NFL need a gimmick? They may have one. I'll tell you about it next on SB Nation AM.
Listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hey, when your battery loses its power, you lose your ability to get out, get around, and get things done. When it's time to replace your battery, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the superstar battery that's the exact fit for your vehicle. Whether it's reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, O'Reilly Auto Parts has the superstar battery. You need it at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Pro Bowl in Orlando this weekend. Does the NFL need a gimmick to tinker with the game? Look, I don't care about the Pro Bowl. I'm not even going to watch it. I don't see the appeal for it. It's so different when you think about the NBA, Major League Baseball, and even to an extent the NHL, which I don't follow as closely as my wife, for example, would like because she's a hockey fan. All three of those organizations, all three of those leagues celebrate All-Star Weekend, right? It's in the middle of the season or at some point in the season, not necessarily the middle, but enough to give you a break. And it celebrates the sport. NBA All-Star Weekend is must-see TV if you love basketball. It's the skills competition, dunk contest, just the goofiness that goes on in that week. It's great. I remember when it was in Denver, it was a blast. It was a ton of fun. There were so many cool things going on that weekend. It's a big celebration in the NBA. And if you love the NBA, that's cool. Major League Baseball does the same exact thing. All-Star Weekend, All-Star Week, it's great, right? It's a wonderful time. It's a celebration of baseball. The Pro Bowl doesn't celebrate football. The Super Bowl celebrates football. That's where you're going to get the love affair of the NFL. That's where the NFL pounds its chest and jumps up and down and says, we got one of the best events in, one of the best events in the world. That's where that's happening. Pro Bowl is an afterthought. They don't even know where they want it, right? It's in Hawaii. Let's move to Orlando. Players want it in Hawaii again. No, I'll stay in Orlando. It's players want to go. They don't want to go. They don't want to play. It's not a celebration of the game. It's not a celebration of the league. It's almost an afterthought. It's placed on this calendar just to break up the championship and Super Bowl weekends. It used to be the final game of the year. You used to have the Super Bowl. Everybody go to Hawaii. And if you were me as a kid growing up in a cold weather climate where you'd look out and see 4 feet of snow and just no life whatsoever and the dreariness of winter, gray and gross. And then you would look and you'd see NFL players in Hawaii, beautiful sun, beautiful beaches, playing an NFL game in 80 degree weather. It was kind of cool. It was jealous, but it was kind of cool. Now it's an afterthought, and no one jumps up and down for the Pro Bowl. Does it need to be gimmicky to tinker with the game? Or you know what? The NFL doesn't seem to care. Why should we care? That's my question. Look, the NBA is letting guys pick teams, right? The NHL has done a ton of things. I don't even know what they're doing now, but they've done a ton of things for All-Star Weekend to sort of make the game a little bit more interesting. U.S. versus the world, North America versus the world. Now it's like these three games that are, they've tinkered. That's basically the point. The NFL plays football. Should they do 7-on-7, for example? 7-on-7 flag. Should they do football game where you only get two downs to get 10 yards or something like that? Shorten the field. I don't know. Arena football with these guys. Could they break it up and make it a little round-robin tournament? Could they pick teams? Anything gimmicky to make the Pro Bowl weekend more interesting than a football game of all-stars that nobody wants to really play in? Because if you're going to get injured in the All-Star game, that's the worst. Absolutely the worst. But, guys don't go hard, et cetera, et cetera. But does it need a gimmick? Does the game actually need to be played? Right? Can a Pro Bowl weekend in Orlando, does there actually have to be a game? Can you just have skills competition and kicking 70-yard field goals and, whatever. Autograph sessions. Just make it good for the fans that are in attendance.
And the other part of the problem with the Pro Bowl now, especially since they moved it to the week between the conference championship and the Super Bowl, you don't get the best players.
No, you don't. There's two teams
out. Everyone on the
out.
Patriots, everyone on the Rams, they're going to be sitting out. So, you're not going to get to see Jared Goff or Todd Gurley or Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, Gronk, you won't see any of them. What I think, and you said it, and I think maybe it's not a gimmick, but how you were talking about how all the other professional sports have it mid-season, so it becomes a celebration of their sport. They're able to take time off, they take a week off, and they're able. Why can't the NFL do that? I mean, we've already extended the season. We give each NFL team a bye week, but then what if we were able to give an NFL, a bye week for the entire league?
Ooh, that's a very interesting thought. Could there be some scrutiny in that? Fans would go, "What are you doing? I need my NFL. Like it's right. October."
Maybe you do the Pro Bowl that kind of centers around conference championship weekend and college football, because conference championship weekend, that's more important than what any game that's going on that Sunday.
What I'd like to know is, the way it used to be and had been for years, what was wrong with that?
Doing it at the end of the year?
The ratings are pretty good, right? I say I don't watch, but that doesn't mean people don't watch.
People watch.
This is a pretty good... People watch football. They watch NFL football. The Pro Bowl will get good numbers. It'll get good enough numbers that it warrants being on television. So, yeah, 7-on-7 or shortened field. Yeah, the networks would probably be like, nah, we prefer a game. It's what, you know, we get good numbers out of this. This happens all the time. People will say... Nobody watches the Pro Bowl, and then somebody will go, yeah, I got like a 4-share, 5-share, 6-share, which is good, which is really good for a Sunday afternoon or evening. Those are good numbers. It's not Super Bowl numbers, but who cares? It's good enough numbers. It's enough to warrant the broadcast of a network to sell, you know, to put advertising in it. But the problem that I have is what was wrong with what it was before? What was wrong with going to Hawaii at the end of the year and just making it AFC versus NFC? Come if you want to come. It's an all-star game in the sunshine, and let's call it a day. Like you get to go to Hawaii. Like if you make the Pro Bowl, you get to go to Hawaii. That's awesome.
No, now you get to go to Florida.
Now you get to go to Orlando. Everybody goes to Orlando.
You know, Dolphin Pro Bowlers are like, okay.
Yeah, I know. Like, what if you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneer? It's like,
I don't even get an hour's drive.
Get the boogie up the road to Orlando. Like, if you're a Jacksonville player, it's like, oh, God, it's like a maybe 2-hour trip. That's it by car. Like, remember, I can remember guys being excited to be named to the Pro Bowl team. They got on a plane and flew to Honolulu. And they got a week of that. It wasn't just for the game, they were there for a week. You think they were putting in detailed analysis? Hell no. They were partying and having a good time, enjoying being an NFL Pro Bowler on the island of Hawaii in February. How great is that life? Why would you give that away?
I like your idea of a tournament. Tournament style.
Yeah. Pick teams and play a tournament?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
You know, don't make a tackle because these guys don't want to tackle.
No, they don't want to tackle.
So, anyway. I mean, you know, if you did flag football and... You know, I know it's not real football, it's flags. But you have these professional athletes who are now showing off their stuff at flag football. I think that would be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree.
And go 7-on-7, and then really would showcase their skill set.
Yeah, do something where there's like a ton of scoring and everybody's laughing and mic a couple of guys up.
Yep.
Like mic the quarterbacks up. Would the Pro Bowl be better if we got to really hear the huddle, the coaching conversation, conversation with quarterbacks and receivers? Like if you're doing it in a way where it's competitive, so guys have some competitive juices, it's not really super dangerous, like nobody's going to break a leg, you know, and Drew Brees, for example, can be like, all right, we're gonna just his normal conversation with his team and the offensive line. Like if it was more educational as to what exactly is being said and communicated, I think that'd be cool. I think it'd be a winner. No, I think it'd be great.
I totally agree. It would be
just make it 7-on-7, like a, you know, like what you see with like summer football.
Yeah,
you know, with high schools.
Maybe do 4 teams.
Yeah.
Right. And do a tournament. You know, they just play against each other. Then they switch it up, play against each other. And then you have a final and you have a third place game.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I don't know. It's like, listen, I there's a part of me that the adult me and the kid me are viewing the Pro Bowl in two different ways. The kid me was disappointed that football was ending. So the Pro Bowl was kind of a cool thing to watch. Right. The Pro Bowl, especially again, living in middle of nowhere, New Hampshire, 7 feet of snow on the ground. I'm making it worse and worse. Right. Dead life. It's like Hoth outside. The walkers are coming in and it's like tauntauns are freezing to death.
Had to go to school uphill both ways.
Exactly. I mean, I don't want to get into that uphill both ways. Are you kidding? I mean, forget it. Like, I mean, the worst type of living conditions you could possibly put a young child. And Hawaii is just a dream away.
Everyone's it's wearing right there. Shorts.
Like, you yeah, don't even, exactly.
Don't even own a jacket. Well, I can tell you this. You didn't own a jacket in Hawaii.
No, you did not. Yeah, it was on my parents' Magnavox television, big old boxy television box. Had to take the antenna dial and move it to channel 9 to get ABC.
Did you have to adjust the rabbit ears so that way the palm trees came in a little crisper?
The worst was we had this big dial on the television. We had little stickers, and the stickers told you what channel you would turn into. So when you turn the big dial to channel 9, you had to turn the dial to channel 9. But that came in really good because that was in Manchester. But if you wanted to get the Boston stations, you really had to fine-tune that bad boy to get it in. So, yeah, that to me was, you know, hey, why wouldn't I just escape for 3 hours in the frozen tundra of New Hampshire to enjoy Hawaii? Now, Orlando? I mean, Orlando's nice, but man, God, there's no pineapples.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio or at Ron Culver. That is Ron with two N's. Michael on Twitter, he's tweeting a lot. I like that. He says, my brother-in-law and his brother are Auburn grads in the 2010-2011 BCS championship. They spent a boatload of money because they had never been there before. And because of Alabama, they thought they'd never get there again. Hey, that's a good point. Yeah, that's legit. I think if you... if your team goes to the Super Bowl, you haven't seen them in a long time or ever going to the Super Bowl, just go dump the bank account and go. Just go. Do it. Trust me. Life is short. You'll find a way to make extra money. Right? I'm serious. Do a part-time job. Like, sell things around your house. Go to a Super Bowl if your team hasn't been there in a long time. Go. It's great if you can afford it. It's great. And again, the same kind of thing, BCS National Championship Game, Final Four. I wanted to go to Phoenix really badly when South Carolina went to the Final Four, but I was lucky enough with this network. I got to attend South Carolina's two games in Madison Square Garden when I was living in New Jersey to see South Carolina play Baylor and Florida. And that was great. I mean, it was one of the best moments of my of watching a sporting event in my entire career, was watching South Carolina go to the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight. And go to the championship, go to the Final Four. It's you're with your camaraderie, you're with other people. Yeah, if you lose, it stinks, but that's not the point. You don't go to games thinking your team will lose. You go to the game because you want the experience of going to the game. Like, listen, I've already told my wife, if South Carolina ever plays for a national championship in college football, I'm going. I'm going to find a way to get there. I mean, I might have to take my kid out of college, but I'm going to see them. And by the way, that's probably never going to happen. So she's not really losing sleep over this at all. But this, it's the same thing with the Super Bowl. Like, if you're a Rams fan and you can get to Atlanta, $3,500. Yeah, I know it's a lot of money for a lot of people. I get it. But there's ways to make $3,500 in your life to make that money back. It wouldn't take much of a part-time gig on weekends or part-time job a couple nights a week to earn that $3,500 back. And you know what? You get to go to a Super Bowl. And maybe they'll win. And maybe you'll never forget being in Atlanta for Super Bowl 53 for the rest of your life. I think by now, though, everybody in New England has had their turn of going to the Super Bowl, right? Is that true? Like, all the people up in New England?
I think all of them
Everyone has had a chance. Everyone they're looking around now. Anybody want to go again? Anybody want to go again?
Nope. You're good.
No, y'all good? Everybody good now? Maine, are you good? All right. Vermont, you don't like to do very much. You good, Vermont? Yeah, they're good.
Bob up there in New Hampshire. Bob up there in New Hampshire, he went twice. So
yeah, he went twice. He doesn't count.
We can't ask him to go again.
Yeah, that's basically what's going on in New England. Ho-hum, another Super Bowl championship. Another Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah, I mean, you ask people in New England, they're probably sitting there going, you know what, guys? 9 times in 17 years, it's kind of hurting the bank a little bit.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, slow it down.
Slow down. Can't go all the time.
Yeah, why can't we be more like Philadelphia or New York Giants fan? Because you know, they go once, you know, maybe every 5-6 years.
You know? Remember, like, you see viral videos of, like, a family will get their young kid a ticket to, like, a big football game or you know, something, and the kid's crying. Like, Patriot fans are like, you got one 2 years ago. We're not doing this again. We went to the Super Bowl already. You're not going. I want to go to the Super Bowl. Didn't you like it the last time we went? What, was the last time we went not good enough? That's basically – I remember when the Steelers went to Detroit for the Super Bowl, and it had been – oh, gosh, close to 10 years, right? And, I mean, that's just 96 to 2005. That was 10 years. I felt like, oh, this is a drought. This is forever. Imagine somebody with an AFC championship ticket at Arrowhead Stadium thinking, we might go to the Super Bowl. We might be going to the Super Bowl. I have never seen them go to the Super Bowl. Or I'm old enough to remember 1970, the last time they were at the Super Bowl. That is a drought. Are you kidding me? Cleveland Browns fans? Forget it. I mean, what are the other teams that haven't gone? Detroit has never gone. My God, Detroit's been around for an eternity in the National Football League. Jacksonville, you don't count. You're only like 20-something years old. You don't count. Like, Houston, you don't count either. You get to go. You'll get to go soon.
Yeah. But I mean, but you know, when you say that with Houston, I mean, the Oilers never went.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Good point. Great. Houston, you're good. You've got a long drought too. That's exactly right. Sorry about that. I forgot about your Oilers, and I should never forget about your Oilers because I live in the city in the where the Oilers are now.
Exactly. And they went.
They went the first year. They had played in Memphis 1 year, and then the first year in Nashville, or maybe the second year in Nashville, they went to the Super Bowl.
Made up of all the Oilers teammates.
God.
It's players, great. Except for Steve McNair.
Exactly. Jeff Fisher was the same coach.
Yeah.
By the way, that was the last time the Super Bowl was in Atlanta.
I mean, think about it. The last time LA had a team was about 20 years ago, and they're going.
In the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
The last time the Raiders.
Well, just having a team in LA was about 20 years ago.
Yeah, about 20 years ago. I want to do this because the last time the Raiders, 84, and the last time the Rams as a Los Angeles team, not a St. Louis team,
right.
Los Angeles team was 1980 against the Steelers in Super Bowl 14. So that's forever. Are you kidding? It's when Reagan was president for the Raiders. It was Carter when was president for the Rams.
Well, he was on his way out, though.
He was on his way out, though. But the election was that November, and the Super Bowl was that January. So,
giving you guys some history out there.
Giving you some history of the longevity of the drought in Los Angeles. They don't want to buy tickets. They don't want to buy tickets for this. It's like, is it a wait and see? Like, do I want to be a Rams fan? I'll wait. Maybe if they win, I'll be better. I'll be more likely a Rams fan. Or are they just like, I'm a Raider fan, I'm Rams.
That's not going to happen. Because, I mean, first of all, you don't have Ram fans across the country.
That's true. There's no...
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, you don't really have... I mean, if you look at a map or if you were to do a poll, you don't have Patriot fans across the country, but yet you do have Patriot fans across the country who will travel and go because, you know, the Patriots... I mean, you might have jumped on the Patriot bandwagon back in, like, 2004 and stuck with it. At that time, we didn't hate them.
Yeah, but we didn't hate them. We liked them.
Yeah, but now we do.
We thought they were cute. Those young quarterback.
Oh, look at them.
Befuddled franchise that got blown out by the Bears and lost to the Packers. Yeah, now they were kind of cute. Now, a little too much.
Yeah. Now you have a New England starting to go, come on.
So funny, though, because it goes to show you that you can convince somebody like what we do here that the matchup, the game is going to be really good, right? But that's not why people buy a ticket. People buy a ticket because they're attached to something and they want to be attached emotionally. They don't want to be attached to something analytically, right? So because there's nobody going to the Super Bowl because it's going to be how does Wade Phillips devise a defensive scheme against Brady? I can stay at home and watch that for free.
Right.
Right. Like that. I don't need that. I want to be in the building for the Super Bowl for two reasons. Either A, I have a team in this game and I want to be part of whatever could transpire, or B, it's the Super Bowl and why not? Right? It doesn't matter who's in it. I just want to be in the building. Those are two reasons. But if I'm like, do I want to go to the Super Bowl? Well, Sean McVay is a young coach and Brady is an old quarterback. That could be kind of cool. No, that's not the conversation people are having. Like they're not deciding the value of the game when it comes to the Super Bowl. No. They're deciding whether or not they want to be a part of the emotional attachment of whatever the outcome may be.
And you and I talked about something similar regarding this situation just a few months ago when it came to the college national championship because no one was going to San Francisco.
Right.
And one of the reasons that we pointed out that why no one was going to the San Francisco, I mean, if you're an Alabama fan, you know for a fact, like, yeah, you know what? They'll probably be there next year. So why am I going to spend all this money to go to a place I don't want to go to?
Yeah, it's a long flight, and it's expensive.
Why not wait till it's a little bit closer? And maybe New England fans doing the same thing. Maybe they're sitting there going, you know, I didn't really want to go to Atlanta. They'll probably be there next year when they're in Miami. Miami sounds like a better, more fun destination than Atlanta.
Yeah, see, here's the other thing, man. If you're basing, that's a great point. If you're a New England Patriot fan and you're viewing your Super Bowl trips on the destination of the city, you're living high. I'm going to be honest with you. If the Steelers, I don't care if they play it in North Dakota. Like, I would go to the Super Bowl if
outdoors.
It was there. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, I don't care if they play it in Alaska. If I can get there, I would go. Right? Like, Patriot fans like, oh, Atlanta, it's going to be like 50 degrees there. Like, it's going to be cloudy and gross. It's not even going to be sunny and warm. You know what? Next year, when it's in Miami, that's when I'll think I'll go.
Yeah, I don't wanna,
wow.
I don't want to be bothered to wear shoes.
Yeah, wow, that's incredible.
I want to be able to stand on the beach and, you know, sit outside at a bistro in downtown Miami.
The other thing, too, is with Brady going to Atlanta, the last Super Bowl was 2000. That was the Rams and the Titans. It means he's played the Super Bowl in a lot of different cities. Like, he's not get he's played in Jacksonville. He's played in Houston. I think he's played in Houston twice because he did the Carolina game was there. Mm-hmm. And then the recent Atlanta game was there. Seattle was done in Phoenix. The Giants game was Indianapolis and Phoenix. He's played in New Orleans, right? Now Atlanta, right? He's been in a lot of places.
And if you are a New England fan, you're not worried right now about whether or not, you know, your two main guys are going to retire, because there's been no, like, you know, when you had Peyton Manning making his final stretch, you kind of had the, you kind of had this, there's this underlying feeling that even though it wasn't announced, he was going to retire. That this was his the final ride. You know, same with John Elway. Same, I mean, you can go down the list of a lot of different quarterbacks, a lot of different top players, where you kind of knew that this is their final ride. This may be the last time I get to see my team win. And with the Patriots, I mean, why would we assume that Brady's going to up and retire? We, you know, it's been part of our conversation, maybe trying to create a storyline, but we have no. There's no reason for us to think that Brady's going to retire. He had a fantastic season.
That's right. That's exactly right. Exactly right. 800-777-2907. Your thoughts on Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. Again, we'll have coverage all next week here on SB Nation Radio. It is SB Nation AM, Tony D and Ron Culver.
This is Mike Herzing from Let's Talk Wheels with an automotive tip brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. How many times have you pulled up behind another car and noticed that one, two, or even all of their brake lights or taillights weren't working? For me, it seems to happen all the time. You want to catch up to these folks and tell them, but they wouldn't know what you're trying to say anyway, and if you start pointing, they'll probably come back with a few hand gestures of their own. Since that person could be one of us, why don't we make it a point to check our lights once a month? All you have to do is get somebody to push down on the brake pedal, walk behind the car, and check all three brake lights and the taillights. Might as well walk around the front and check the headlights while you're there. It only takes 3 minutes, folks. I did it the other day, and sure enough, my center brake light must burn out. And bulbs fail all the time, guys, so even on new cars. So check your newer car, too. Don't take safety for granted. This is Mike Herzing. Let's Talk Wheels are brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. For more of my tips, go to letstalkwheels.com. Find us on Facebook under Let's Talk Wheels.
Choose a new path this year at the Jeep Start Something New event, where you'll find great deals are just the beginning of the great adventures. Make a grand entrance in the Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. Because a brand new year means you deserve a stylish new look. And nothing looks better than confidence, which you'll find plenty of in the Jeep Compass. With over 70 standard and available safety and security features. If it's a new peak you're looking to conquer, find the SUV recognized for reaching the top in the Jeep Wrangler, awarded the 2019 Motor Trend SUV of the Year. Or, if all you need is a getaway, start your road trip in a Jeep Cherokee with up to 31 mpg highway. But no matter where the new year leads you, start it with a great deal at the Jeep Start Something New event. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. EPA estimated 4-cylinder 4x2. Actual mileage may vary. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, glad you could join us, SB Nation AM, SB Nation Radio. Steve Spagnuolo is going to be the defensive coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs. Not Rex Ryan, which was the initial belief, but, you know, Spagnuolo is a great choice. First of all, worked with Andy Reid. I think they have the same agent. Former Giants head coach, former Rams head coach, very good defensive mind. He's taking over a Chiefs team that was 31st in the NFL in total defense last year. That was their big problem. You got an offense like Patrick Mahomes, and you're going to have an offense like Patrick Mahomes for years to come. You better put a defense together, especially when you got the talented defensive guys on the other end. Think about it. When they've scored 28 points, 29 points, in a lot of cases for the Chiefs, that wasn't enough. They continued to have to score more, right? All we all remember the night they scored, what, 51 and still lost to the Rams on that Monday night game. You've got to be able to have a defense to go along with that number one offense. You can't outscore everybody every single week. And for the Patriots to go to Arrowhead, put up over 500 yards in a championship game, you don't decide on pressure. You can't figure out what you want to do with your scheme. They carve you up. That Bob Sutton was let go, and now Steve Spagnuolo has the task of giving the Chiefs a good defense to go along with that offense. It ain't going away anytime soon. And that's going to be tough. I mean, listen, you don't change it overnight. You got to, you know, come up with a scheme, personnel, et cetera, et cetera. I never understand though, like when you have a defense guy and he comes in and changes your defense, shouldn't you be able to be adaptable? I mean, at the highest level of play, shouldn't you be a little bit more adaptable? They always talk about, well, they got to get rid of this guy. This guy doesn't fit the scheme. Some guys are adaptable, and I know some guys aren't, but I'll be interested to see where Kansas City goes now, because I listen, the Chiefs, you don't want to be a bad defense away from not going to Super Bowls with Patrick Mahomes, crying out loud. One year it'll break through. One year they'll have a really good defense, or it'll be an Achilles heel, and they'll say, oh, you know what? It's still good enough. We are still rolling along offensively. That'll be fine. Steve Spagnuolo, former Rams and Giants head coach, taking over the defense for Bob Sutton in Kansas City. Coming up next, we'll still continue our thoughts on Super Bowl 53. Rolling along on SB Nation AM.